This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Chof Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah discusses a case in which the plowshare, the actual blade of the plow, became Tameh on the level of Avatama, so that if a person touches that blade, he definitely becomes Tameh. The question is, what if he touched the different part of the plow? We'll see there are many other parts of the plow besides the blade, including the apparatus that connects the plow to the animals pulling it. As we'll see, the Mishnah essentially teaches that only those things that are literally connected with the plowshare, or that they directly contribute to the plowshare's function of cutting the earth in a halachically significant way, only those things are deemed to be one entity with the plowshare, so that if a person touches one of those other things, he would become Tameh. The Mishnah first lists those components of the plow which are considered entities unto themselves, not one with the plowshare, so that if somebody touched one of these parts, he does not become Tameh. The Mishnah says, Hanogea ba'ol. So first of all, if somebody touched the yoke of the plow, the part that literally went on the animals, ubakatrav, or the crossbar that went under the necks of the animals to keep the yoke in place, or ba'ayin, he touched the collar of fabric that's wrapped around the animals' necks to protect them from the yoke, ba'avos, or the beam that connects the yoke to the plow, so meaning you had like the plow itself, where the plowshare, etc. was, it had a metal ring, and fitted into that metal ring was avos, was a beam, and that beam connected with the yoke that was placed on the animals. So here somebody touched the avos beam, that beam that's closer to the animals. The Mishnah rules a filu b'shas melacha, even if the person touched any of the above parts while the plow was in use. And again, the plowshare, the blade itself, was tameh on the level of avatoma, tahar. The person remains tahar, he does not become tameh. For we do not consider any of the above parts as halachically one with the plowshare. No, they're entities unto themselves, even though they operate together, of course, with the plowshare. But we have essentially here an assembly of different kalim, which all work together to ultimately plow the field. But we don't say that all the different parts are one entity, at least not the parts listed above, that are all further away from the actual plowshare. And they also do not perform the plowing itself. The Mishnah says, by contrast, if the plowshare was tameh, and the person touched bacherev, the handle of the plow, this, along with the yotzul that will be mentioned soon, were used to steer the plow. So this is at the back, right near the plowshare itself. Uva borach, or if somebody touched the borach, which is a curved piece of wood that was attached to the back of the plow, the farmer put seeds into the borach, which would fall into the freshly plowed soil. Or if somebody touched the yotzul, the piece of wood that we mentioned that was attached to the cherev, that together these were used to steer the plow. If one touched any of these, and again, the case is the plowshare, the blade itself, had become tameh on the level of avatoma tameh, the person becomes tameh. For all of the aforementioned parts are considered one with the actual plowshare, the blade of the plow. And so if the plowshare itself is an avatoma, then these parts are tameh on that level as well. Therefore, one who touches any of them becomes tameh. The Mishnah says, likewise, if somebody touched ba'ayin shel mateches, the metal ring that connects the back section of the plow to the avos beam that hooks to the yoke that goes in the animals, this metal ring too is halachically one with the plowshare itself. The Mishnah says, or if one touched b'lechayayin, the coulters, which were located further up, closer to the animals, there are pieces of wood that dragged along the ground that loosened the soil to prepare the soil so that the plowshare would have an easier job of cutting through that soil. It was already loosened somewhat. Uva'aroyin, or if somebody touched these pieces of wood that jutted out, they were right behind the plowshare itself, and these would break up clods of earth that remained after plowing. So l'chayayin did work before the actual plowing. Arayin did some work after the main action of the plowing. Since these last two parts help with the plowing itself, they're also considered one with the plowshare, and therefore somebody touched them, tameh, he would become tame. But the Mishnah brings a different opinion as regards the lechayin, the coulters, which really were located far away from the plowshare. But the first opinion is saying, since they aided in the actual plowing, we consider them as one entity with the plowshare, as far as the rules of Tumah. But at this point, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda mitayr bel chayay. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, the coulters would not make the person tame. She'enim asuyin ela l'rabos es ha'afar. For they only function to increase the amount of dirt that would be overturned by the plow. This was only really necessary, though, when plowing hard soil. If the soil was already, you know, relatively loose, the coulters weren't necessary. So since the coulters were not, you know, essential, not always used for the plowing, but so they were only connected to the plow on an as-needed basis, they're not considered one entity with the actual plowshare, and therefore, if the plowshare became tameh, the coulters would not be tameh, and so if a person touched them, he wouldn't contract tumah. The halacha is in accordance with the anonymous first opinion, who argues that, no, since frequently these coulters were used and they did aid in the actual plowing process, they're considered one entity with the plowshare, and thus if the plowshare is an avetumah, and so are the coulters, and so if somebody touches them, he becomes tameh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.